An increase in the looming threat of antimicrobial resistance. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. On a busy University of Minnesota campus in Minnesota's Twin Cities, Professor Tim LaPera works to understand a complex problem, one with growing implications for humans, animals, and the environment.
Antimicrobial resistance is becoming more of a problem because more and more of our infections are resistant to antibiotics, thus limiting the effectiveness of these drugs. There are predictions that antimicrobial resistance will actually be responsible for more deaths within the next 50 years than cancer.
Dr. LaPera, an environmental engineer, has devoted the past 15 years to exploring antibiotic resistance, looking for clues that could slow the growth of resistant bacteria in both urban and rural communities.
The problem of antibiotic resistance is almost certainly related to how much antibiotics we use. The unfortunate part about that is we can't stop using antibiotics. They're incredibly important. So this is called the antibiotic resistance paradox. The thing that we need is the thing that destroys the thing that we need. So we need other solutions beyond simply reducing antibiotic use.
LaPera and his students have turned to investigating the environment, searching for antimicrobial resistant genes in materials like human and animal waste. And we will pick this up tomorrow. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.